Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we read out your questions, queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your kids. And then our guest expert answers them. He also takes advice from the Holy Quran and the Hadith of Noble Prophet and the Imams. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So, Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas is with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
So, Brother Liaqat is a Hausa scholar, and he has also expertise in psychology. So, today we have a question from a mother who says that I'm not a perfect Muslim, and I sometimes feel guilty that I cannot give my child a perfect Islamic home. So, what specific daily practices or attitudes and protections should I offer that make home a safe cradle for my child? Well, reading out that question also gives us a sense of, Abu Talib. Like, he was not a prophet, and he was yet chosen as a caretaker of the last prophet. And this alone tells us that Allah does not restrict the guardianship to the ideological perfection itself. And so the question here, I think, is what did Abu Talib exactly do that was so effective? And what can we extract as parents, okay, even when we are imperfect ourselves?
Uh-huh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Over here, if we look at Abu Talib alayhi salam, yeah, from a theoretical perspective, he was there before Islam, okay?
Yeah.
But deep in reality, he accepted Islam like no other day.
Yeah.
Over here, the scenario or the question which was asked by the mother, she is not a kind of religious person,
yeah,
okay? So it's a bit away from what Abu Talib al-Islam was. He was in his perfection level,
right,
in religiosity. Indeed. As well. Why? Because he followed the Abrahamic faith,
yeah,
the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Indeed. I wanted to say here, like, to raise a prophet, you don't need, okay, to be a prophet.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So Abu Talib alayhi salam's life is filled with a lot of dimensions. Unfortunately, we as Shias, we call ourselves the lovers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, mm-hmm, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we don't look at the lifestyle and the upbringing style of Abu Talib alayhi salam.
Yeah.
He has raised the Prophet. He has raised Imam Ali alayhi salam, who are the Abawal Ummah. Like, basically, they are the two fathers of the,
yeah,
Ummah. So he is the father of the two fathers of Ummah.
Yeah.
The whole respect of everyone, even those two fathers, the spiritual guides of the whole Ummah, of the whole nation of Islam,
yeah,
goes to Abu Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. It's because of his pure stand towards the righteousness, I would,
yeah,
say, and all the principles he had in his life,
right,
and he implemented while doing upbringing towards, mm-hmm, the Holy Prophet and Amirul Mu'minin, of course, the other children as well, who are Ja'far, Aqil, these are elites, like, you,
yeah,
know. Yeah, so coming to the question in itself, so over here, the mother is not too religious. The first thing and the main blow in upbringing is, mm, over here itself.
Yeah.
When the parent or parents, when, mm, they are not religious,
mm,
this is the first blow. Of course, we have examples where the parents are not too good,
right,
or not religious,
right,
but the child turned out to be more religious.
Right. So, yeah, now it's getting, to peak of discussion. We'll discuss it more after a short break.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, encourage your sons in their childhood to learn etiquette, so that in their grown-up age, they can be the joy of your eyes.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're discussing how the imperfect parents who feel they are imperfect and how they can raise a righteous children. So, one thing is there that I think nobody is perfect and nobody is so much imperfect. And especially these parents who are accepting that we are not much into religion, but at least having this, sense that I want to raise my child as a righteous child, as a perfect Muslim, this in itself shows the sense that you are leading towards perfection even yourself.
Indeed, definitely. Like about this mother herself, when she's saying I'm not religious, what does it mean? What is she implying to?
Yeah.
Example. I'm just giving an example over here. If she's missing her prayers and she's calling that as not being religious,
mm-hmm,
is this the thing? Or if she's missing her fasts,
yeah,
or if she's not having a proper hijab.
Or maybe sometimes mother feels like she's doing all of that, but she feels like, because I have known many mothers who feel like that, who are doing all these things, but they have not, they themselves were not brought up in a complete Muslim societies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another thing.
So they have this, can we actually, provide perfect Muslim, those obligations, rules, regulations to our child?
There are a few parents also, that's a good point what you have said. There are also a few parents who feel that they're not doing the proper upbringing, even if they are doing.
Yeah.
They feel that there's a sense of lacking in themselves.
Yeah, something
okay?
is lacking.
Why? Because they compare themselves, like their upbringing, to the lifestyle of that of Sayyidah Fatimah Zahra, Sayyidah Zainab Salamu Alaiha.
Yeah.
You see, so when this happens, yeah, there is lack in us, in all of us, of course. And we have to upgrade ourselves. We have to give ourselves a bit of progress in
yeah.
our in religious knowledge, in our upbringing knowledge as well. Yeah. So they feel that they are not being religious, but in reality, they are doing their best as well. Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't know what the scenario is over here, the question or the situation of the mother. Inshallah, she's amongst the pious ones. Inshallah.
Yeah.
So over here, about Abu Talib alayhi salam, the model of Abu Talib alayhi salam. Over there in those days, there was no Islam. Why? Because the Holy Prophet is still in his childhood. So the love which Abu Talib alayhi salam and his wife Sayyidah Fatima binti Asad salamu alayha has given to the Holy Prophet played a very key role in his upbringing. Of course, he's the Holy Prophet. We all say this. You know what? He's the Holy Prophet. You know what? He's the Imam. Example,
yeah.
Amirul Mu'minin. Their upbringing is like, they are the Imams. He is the Imam.
Yeah.
Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. They are the Imams. So it's like, it's not really important
yeah.
to know how their parents have done upbringing. No, it's not just that they are the Imams. Of course, they are the Imams from childhood. By birth, they are the Imams. But we also have to look at what techniques have been implemented by their parents as well. Why? Because if they are the Imams and
yeah.
there's no upbringing needed, then
yeah.
Islam would not emphasize, number one.
Right.
Number two, then
definitely,
Amirul Mu'mineen and Sayyidah.
Needed and nothing comes without efforts.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. Let's discuss more of it after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are discussing the parents who feel that their upbringing is imperfect, how they can raise the perfect children. So we said at a place in our discussion that, parents, they compare themselves with the great personalities and they see like they were brought up so well and they feel a lack. And in that case, we all lack. So we also have a verse in Surah Adiyat, which says that, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. And indeed, a person is a lover of what, a great lover of what he sees as his khair, as his good. So indeed, if we see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in a way that whatever we see as our good, something that is beneficial, we have a great tendency towards it. We want to. And we are created like that. So having that feeling is normal.
Yeah, of course, indeed. Like the Holy Quran and the narrations, the lifestyle opted by the Ahlul Bayt, their parents, reflect a lot. Like example, in this lifestyle or the upbringing style of Abu Talib alayhi salam itself, he kept the Holy Prophet engaged. Yeah? Like from childhood itself, he would appoint him some work or the other. And the same thing he would do with his other children as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is also important. Like appointing work, keeping them busy.
Yeah.
Is very important
in
upbringing.
Yeah.
Okay, teaching them new skills.
And unfortunately, today's parents are engaging their children only with the phones.
Oh, unfortunately. There are no skills, nothing.
I think we have to do a lot of programs on that.
And providing the safety, which is also needed. Over here, we as parents, we should provide safety to our children. Abu Talib alayhi salam used to provide the maximum safety needed for the Holy Prophet. The Holy Prophet was in danger. That there was a threat for his life, you see, because he is going to become the Holy Prophet. His religion will prevail the whole of all the other religions one day or the other, yeah? So this was a threat for the Yahud, especially the Jews of that time. So they wanted to kill the Prophet who would come in the holy city of Mecca, yeah? So you see, so this is there, like providing safety is very important. And even in severe famine and drought, he would look after the Holy Prophet. It's not like, okay, let me give preference to my children and not the Holy Prophet. You see, so giving a lot
equal
of...
Equal treatment,
which was taken, the step was taken by Abu Talib alayhi salam. And one thing which we have to really think about ourselves when we look at this noble personality called Abu Talib alayhi salam is the freedom. Example, when the Holy Prophet wants to preach the religion of Islam, he is giving that freedom. It's not like, oh, you're bringing a new thing.
Yeah.
We as parents, sometimes we see our kids doing new things.
Yeah.
We have to let them go a bit. If it's not dangerous.
Yeah.
And example, they want to do, they want to go into hayat, they want to go into masjid, they want to serve things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Few parents will be like, oh, you know what? Because we haven't been
reserving.
In this. Yeah. We have to be reserved. We can't let ourselves do these things. We have to say, let other people serve.
Right.
You see, example. I'm just giving an example.
Yeah. So these are the points that we can take from the history of Islam and apply in today's upbringing. Thank you. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.